Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. If you could hear me, press 1 on your phone. So let me see your hand. If you could hear me. Assalamu alaikum. Who is this, Brother Shuja?
Oh, yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Shuja?
Yeah, this is Brother Shuja.
Yes, if you could hear me, press 1 on your phone so I can see your hand go up and let me know that you could hear me. Press 1 on your phone, Brother Shuja.
Okay, I press it again. Can you hear me?
I'm looking, Brother Shuja. Press 1 on your phone.
Okay, wait.
All right, assalamu alaikum. If you could hear me, if you could hear me, press 1 on your phone.
I can hear you.
I'm going to bring you. Hello, assalamu alaikum, what'd you say? Somebody say something?
I said, I can hear you. I've been hearing you all the time.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Oh, okay, all right. There it is. All right, okay. Okay, okay. That's 404-421. Your hand is up.
That's me. Assalamu alaikum.
And
Assalamu alaikum.
And we have 240-615-1963.
Mm-hmm.
That's up.
Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. I'm on.
Okay. Yes, yes. Brother Shuja, can you hear Brother Akbar?
Yes, I can hear him clear.
Oh, okay. Brother Akbar, could you hear Shuja?
Yeah, I hear him. Yes, sir.
Okay, all praise be to Allah. All right, so it's working. It's working. I don't know what's happening with your system. But, Brother Akbar, I'll turn it over to you then, and I'll be monitoring from time to time.
Okay, then. Who will they turn my game? Bismillah,
okay.
Rahman. Alhamdulillah, we'll be light of the moon. Rahman, Rahman, Malik, Yomiti. Yatana, Bidiyakana, Kamin. Edini, Sirato, Mustafa. Throughout the Medina and for Lisbon, God is my duty, Lisbon, while it goes. I mean, we seek protection from Allah, with Allah, from the protected enemy, Satan, in the name of God is so sacred. Allah is most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Here alone do we worship, and by aid we seek Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, and not of those whom thou hast brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We greet our audience in the best of the greetings from Assalamu alaikum. Simply mean may God teach you unto you. But we're here tonight on this Blog Talk Radio station. I'm sitting in for my wife again to see her come to the phone. And I'll be sending her till she come able to get to the phone. So we're here tonight to continue speaking on the problem that affects the whole world called the image. the image of cause people who not in that image come inferior, and the people who's in that image come what some false superiority and cause problems in the world that we live in. So we here tonight, hopefully it's crazy. This psychological damage out so we can live, enjoy this world all together, where people see each other as human beings, see each other as people need to be. And seeing everybody, somebody is very important. So we're here tonight on this Prog Talk radio station, trying to keep the program moving the image alive and keep the human family, keep it back together, keep it the human being, human family going in the right direction, and not only with the help of Allah. Allah is the creator of all of us. He created all of us to test us. And one of the tests that we have to pass is to be able to get along with each other. And what will cause us not to get along with each other is a lie that keep being told. And the biggest lie that being keep being told is on the human family. That all the people in the human family, the creator picked only one to have his son in. That's, hear that, is to hear racism at its best. That is the beginning of racism. And we know we have to go to the root of the problem to, in order to solve this problem that we're having in the world. And the root of the problem is in false religion. And false religion is the worst form of oppression. Any religion that said that the creator of the heaven and the earth has a son, connect God with a lie, cause a problem in the human family that will not go away until this lie has been examined, looked at, and addressed, and the human being, the human family, will have to say this lie. You can't make God a man or a woman and have peace on earth. So we're here tonight to ask that this image or this image be removed out of our homes, out of our place of worship, and we are to be worshiping God like it says in Scripture, in spirit and truth. And there's no way you can see a spirit and no way you can see truth, but you have to use those ingredients to make this world a better world so we can all live in. This is God's world. They put all of us in to test us. And to pass the test of all the tests that we must pass is to worship God in spirit and in truth. So we're here tonight to address that issue. If you got a question, we're trying to, we have a little techno problem with our computer, and we're trying to fix that problem. And once we fix that problem, we be able to move the way we need to. But right now, there's a problem with the computer. Might be with the network. I don't know. But we're still working on that problem. But just bear with us. We'll get through this together, inshallah. So we're here. And we're here to, there's nothing deserves to be worshipped besides the creator of this creation. This creation was put here by the creator. And scriptures say he created everything, and then he put this human being in on earth to rule over the creation. And to rule over the creation for the human being that lives in the creation. Yes. Okay, you got it? Okay. Well, we're going to try to fix this. See, can we get this fixed so we can start and get rolling again? So all praise is due to Allah. I am he is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we also have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. We're all working trying to get rid of this problem that affects the whole world. And this Block Talk radio station been in service going on about three years. And we are still working, trying to get rid of the racism, come with the lie that God, the creator of this heaven and earth, got a son. And all the people in the world, God picked one son. We know that's a lie. God is not a racist. God is the creator of human beings, and orders for the human beings to get together and stay together, they must have the truth. And the truth is that God is one. The human being is one. The human being is created to serve the one creator of this, of the universe. And then Allah, the creator of the creation, have put books in and put the information in books on how we supposed to continue to work this creation, how we supposed to treat each other, how we supposed to care ourselves, how we supposed to work with each other in order to make this human, this earth a better earth for all of us to live in. So Almighty God, Allah, we say Allah means the creator of this creation. He's one who lives and he never died. He never was born. He never was a baby. And to talk to us, he always sent a messenger, a prophet, to come to us and share the information with us that make us continue to worship the creator in the most best and most excellent ways. So we here tonight, first we are trying to get rid of that image. False image of God that have done no justice for anybody, have made our Caucasian brothers and some of them sisters insensitive to all the needs of the other people don't look like this. And that comes because, and God has told us never to make anything and call it God, that God is too big to be put into any image. He is the creation. He is the creator of this world, and he wants us to enjoy this world, and he knows we would never enjoy this world until we worship him properly, worship him in spirit and truth, and not, and he told Moses and Abraham and Prophet Muhammad and Noah and all of the prophets, he told all of them, tell them that I to worship me in spirit and truth. Don't image. I'm bigger than anything that they can imagine. He told them to do that. And Satan, who was in opposition to what God wanted to have, when I'm talking about Satan, I'm talking about a man and a woman who don't talk on wrong and weak ideas and tell lies. These people don't think that the creator of this creation, who is Allah, they don't respect that. They're saying that they are better than the one that God made. God made them with a little more high knowledge or knowledge of knowledge and made them, their knowledge is a fire and made us a mud. So we are greater than the one God wants us to help or serve. And I'm not going to bow down with them because I'm better than they are. So this has become a problem. But what this does is it separates the good people from the bad. Because truth stands out clear from falsehood, and the opportunity to accept the truth is always there, and the falsehood will be there too. But you don't have to go with the falsehood. The falsehood will always lead you to the destruction. But the truth will always lead you to the better life. It will always lead you to the higher life. And that's what the Creator wants us to have. So all praise is due to Allah. So I'm going to turn this talk over to one of our brothers, Brother Sujah Muhammad, while I continue to work on this problem that we have. And hopefully we can get this straightened out. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother Sujah Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah. Brother Sujah, as-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I'm going to turn it over to you while I work on this problem that we have with this computer.
You got it. Yes, sir. I owe the blessing and the Shaitan Rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And I also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon him, is one of the prophets of Allah. He's the last prophet. And after Prophet Muhammad, they said there'll be no other prophet after Prophet Muhammad. There's not a need for any other prophet. This is also say that there's not a need for. And Prophet Muhammad is the completion of the prophet. So what do that mean? That means that there's no other prophet coming back. We shouldn't look for no other prophet. He's the seal of the prophet, you know, and he brought the message. He clearly brought the message and established the message, you know, and that's not saying that Christ Jesus didn't bring the message. He brought the message too, you know. Moses brought the message. Abraham brought the message. Lot brought the message. You know, as some people didn't want to accept the message. For example, there in Sodom and Gomorrah, they didn't want to accept the message. So Allah had to destroy the peoples and the town and the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Allah had to destroy it. And that's the punishment. You know, that's the alternative. You know, either you do right or you do wrong. If you do wrong, you're gonna be punished for it. If you do right, you're gonna be rewarded for it. It's just that simple, brothers and sisters. You know, So those ones, those people that choose to sell drugs, fornicate, commit adultery, you know, lie and cheat, you know, they are getting what God says that they gonna get. You know. So you can't expect nothing from good other than good. And you can't expect nothing from bad other than bad. You can't expect good from bad after you did wrong, and you don't expect right and something good after you done did wrong. If you do expect it, it's not going to happen. It ain't real. You know? So we try to do good. And we're asking the peoples around the world, we're asking the peoples that have an ear to hear what we are saying, to strive to do your best. Strive to be good. Strive to be right. And you'll find out that you'll be in a much better situation. If anything else, you have to talk down. Mm-hmm. As long as you didn't do what was right, let it come down. You know? So what Satan's been doing, he's been doing it throughout the world. This is not nothing new for Satan, you know, to mess up a world, to strive to destroy the believer in that city, you know, turn man against man, husband against wife, wife against husband. Children against fathers, fathers against children. This is not nothing new. When we read about Abraham, or read about Moses, or Jesus, you know, we gonna read the same thing. We gonna see the same thing. The same action that have been taken by peoples with an intent not to do good, but to do wrong. Just to have a good time. Just to not to be serious about life. You see? And they gonna get what they deserve. You know? Our book, the Quran, say you only get what you're striving for. You know, so that's just the reality, brothers and sisters. You know, we are moving towards that which is good, and that which is going to benefit us, and benefit our children, benefit our family. You see. There's too many things going around, brothers and sisters, for us to don't be serious about these few last days that we are in. You know? And plus, everything has been recorded. Even when you talk to a police officer, it's been recorded. You see? And your picture has been taken. You know, most of the time you go to these stores and things like that, they got cameras in it. Everything's been recorded. Allah said that for every human being on earth, everyone, there's an angel been assigned to him or her on his right and on his left. And when what they do, they write down everything that you do. Everything that you do. He don't miss nothing. So that's to make us serious. That's to make us think. At least be more God conscious to know that God knows what we are doing. To make us God conscious. Brothers and sisters, the angels looked at the paradise that Allah had left a human being. And the angel said, how could a person go wrong? You know? In a paradise like this, how could a person go wrong? And then they said that the angels came back later after Shaitan then went through it back and forth and looked at it, and the angels asked a question. How could a person go right in a corrupt world, women's naked, homosexual, has got to freedom? People's robbing people right out in the public, murder. We live in a society where everything is as far as food that we eat has been modified. They said to make it better. And so the food is not real. This is the type of society that we're living in. They say anything that they want to say on TV. They dress the any way they want to dress on TV. And the TV is shown all over the world. It's wide open. Every day, or any time you cut the TV on, you can hear the preaching of false worship. False worship. All you have to do is change station. Just check and see what is playing on TV. It's full of false worship. Lying and cheating and stealing. Homosexuals got rights. But brothers and sisters, I think you know this ain't gonna last. This ain't gonna forever happen. I mean, just within your heart, you know something got to change. And the writing is on the wall, so to speak. It's going to have to change. The angel looked at the society and said, how could a person go right in a society like this? Cursing. On TV, saying any type of foul words that can come to your mind or to your mouth. Nobody questioned it. Nobody do anything about it. They don't worry about the children no more. Forget about the children. At times, you know, you had to respect the grown-up. Children can say what they want to say. Or act the way they want to act. Or play the way that they want to play. Or do what they want to do. You can't even check the children today. The children can charge you with false charges. And in some case, they get away with it. With false charges. This is the kind of world that we're living in. We're not living in a world that is God country. People love God. People got high morals. Do anything you want to do. You see? So we're asking everybody to check us out, and we're going to do the best that we can as far as bringing you the truth. Because, remember, Jesus said, know ye the truth. And the truth will make you free. I know all of us want that freedom. So, brothers and sisters, we came to you in peace. And we're going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Lick, ask your name. Brother Suja, we trying to work on these problems. Can you keep running the show for, I don't know, 10 minutes, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
I'm
doing well.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah, so it takes strength. Stand up and be righteous. It takes strength. To present the truth and present what's right and stand up behind it. It takes a whole lot of strength. But truth is so powerful, it don't make no difference. Well, the people bear witness to it. It bear witness to itself. The truth, the righteousness don't need no witness back. So you can't expect. If you want to be right and you want to tell the truth, you don't expect nobody agreeing to it or go along with it. You just make sure that what you're saying is right. It's true. Just make sure. Be able to prove it if you have to prove it. Because like I said before, truth can be proven. But a lie cannot. You can't prove a lie. So let's love our brothers and our sisters. Most of all, love God. And be strong. Be strong and stand up. And let the peoples know. Don't be afraid to speak out. Don't be afraid to use the truth. If you know it's the truth, it shouldn't be hard. But if you intentionally lie, you should be skeptical or hesitant. If you know what you're saying is a lie, but what you're saying is the truth, oh, you should be relaxed. Calm. And be able to bring it to you. Praise be to Allah. So, brothers and sisters, we are asking the young peoples to give us a call and step forward, and we want to hear from them. We want to hear from the young folks. We want to know what's on their mind and how they're thinking. You know, like I was saying the other day, I've seen that the young folks are standing up strong for reparations. And you don't know how that make me feel. But they standing up strong for reparations. And they going to get paid. They going to get paid. Everybody going to benefit from it. You know, something like this here, you can't be just normally strong. You got to be extraordinary dealing with something like this, reparation. Helping the slave to be free. Helping the slave to benefit from this society. To get equality from this society. You had to be strong, you know, to be established as equal here in America. You got to be strong because they'll openly speak out against you and come to you with something that they think justify that they're attacking you or challenging you. And it can be wrong, it's two left shoes. But that just show you, you know, how influenced that they are and that they will stand up against you with a lie. Yes, they'll try to stand up against truth. But if a person try to challenge me with a lie, and I'm standing up with truth, I don't care if it be all night. I have all kind of time. I ain't gonna rush it. I'll just take my time and give them that truth. You know, the whole creation, everything in creation, bear witness to the truth. Everything. You got the whole creation to bear witness to what you're saying. To testify to that which is right. You see? Praise be to Allah. Praise to Allah. Bless the one that come forward. You know, let's do a little study. Do a little study, and most of all, learn how to apply yourself. Learn how to apply yourself, and don't have a problem with standing up and representing the truth. You know, when you hear the truth, you know. And that's the same thing about everybody else. When they hear the truth, they know it's the truth from the Lord. They know it's the truth. So you don't have to worry about nothing. Don't worry. God is with you. God is not with you with a lie. That's the time you should be worrying. He's not with you. You're alone. You see? So let's love God. Let's stand up and be obedient to our parents. You see? And love our children. Try to help them as much as we can. You know? We don't bag them up in corruption. I'll bag them up in a lie of what we try to help our children when they involved in something wrong, involved in a lie. They say, help your brother or sister when they're right or wrong. So how could you help your brother or sister when the brother's wrong? They say, well, you pull your brother away from the wrong. That's how you help him when he's wrong, by pulling him away from the wrong. You see? And that's not hard to do. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We don't want to take up all the time, but we're thankful that Allah allows us to speak what we see and what we learn back to the public. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Anybody who have anything to say, brother Amin, he's controlling the board, and he will see your hand up. All you got to do is match one, and he will cut your mic on, and the rest of us, we will put it on mute, let you ask your question, bring a question. Anybody want to ask a question? We'll cut your mic on. And so we, Brother Amin is looking, and we hope that you but you got anything you want to say? That mic one, your mic is already open. Let's begin to ask questions, making comments. Which one you think you need to you want to do? We give you freedom here on this show, so. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're here. The name of the show, which is Bob Talk Radio Station, remove a message of concern. This message of concern comes from email YRC Muhammad, who got it from Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessings be upon him, who Abraham, Moses, and all of the prophets used. So all of the prophets, when they brought this message, They brought one message to the world, because this problem has been plaguing the world ever since the world just got started, because Satan put his influence in it. And his influence is to tell a lie, and the biggest one you can lie on is God. But what God do not do anything to that person for lying, he sends his prophets. He sends messengers and seers, and they address the problem, and they give you opportunity to get away from the problem if you want to get away from it. But if you like what you're hearing, that God got a son, and you like all of that, then you can have that. But that will never get you into the world, the last world, the final world, and that's paradise. It will never get you in, because God said worship him. And worship him alone. You know, look how many kings there came. People love the king. King had to die. Another king stepped up there. So they got to love another king. God is one who you love from the day you learn about the Creator until the day you die. If you don't, then that's your choice. God don't force nobody to do anything. He gives everybody a limited free will. Well, you can worship one God, or you can worship many gods, so you can choose a god and worship that god, however you do it. But that's on you. That's a choice you made. We here, as Muslims, we believe in worshiping one God. And we know all the other religions were told to do that too. If they didn't worship one God, that means they had become a pagan in their religion. You got more than one God, you're a pagan in your religion. Read what to say about a pagan. And you'll see you become a pagan. But that'd be your choice if you choose that. But I said to be safe and be and know that that's life after death, and you don't want to be raised up in the next life and you worship more than one God. I don't think it's going to be a pleasant for you or the person that raised up in false worship. And false worship is the worst form of oppression. That's why so many people got a psychological effect because they worship God incorrectly. If they worship God right, then their life would be a lot better off. They'll be treating people better. They'll be talking to people. They would be reacting to people better. Because that's all of the, to get into paradise, all the things work together. All goodness work together. And the lies work to keep you from getting into paradise. I'm my own man. I do my own thing. Nobody tell me what to do. I'm grown. These are the language of Satan that Satan gave us to defeat us from getting to the creator of creation. Because in order for you to do wrong, you got to think wrong. And Allah said thinking on him is the most powerful thinking you do, making your prayer. Eating the food that he said, he don't pick a whole lot of food out for you not to eat. He said, this is food here. Don't eat it. Don't touch it. If you do, wash it. It's not fit to put into your precious body that I gave you. And he just pointed that out to you. He don't say you can't eat it. He said you will be beneficial if you don't eat it. You'll benefit from that. So the truth stands out clear from falsehood. And our book says the truth busts falsehood upside the head and the brain fell out. I mean, the goodness, worship fell out. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody got anything they would like to say in any form, shape, or fashion, long as you're not cussing and you're presenting what you have to say intelligently and you can come up and say what you want to say. So anybody got anything they would like to say? Let's match one. Brother Amin is watching the board. No, he's watching the board. So anybody, Brother Amin, you see anybody else on the line?
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, we got several people who have called in, but they don't have their hands raised up.
Okay then. Well, we'll keep rolling with the show. If they raise their hand, please let them in, and we'll be quiet and let them talk. Alhamdulillah.
Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm. And we want so all praise due to Allah. Well, we're gonna keep rolling with the show. Not the show. This is a reality check that we are living in we call the last days. So the last days mean that the days the final push of Satan, the opposition to man. And his job is to push the lies and all of the trickery on the human family to keep the human family away from the Creator himself. That's his mission. And only the strong will survive this. Because Satan knows how to make evil seem fair. He make the strong person to see look weak. A man that takes care of his family, being a good husband and walking his children every day, they make that man look weak. But the man that walking the dog, don't care if white don't wear. Don't carry white nowhere. Don't support clean up the neighborhood. Don't support good government. That kind of man, if people like that kind of man, to walk the street with his pants hanging down. See, that they love that kind of man. The man that cuss good. They say, oh, he cuss real good. He cuss real good. And they love that kind of man. Dance nasty. He love that kind of. But let the man talk about doing right, building something, making good things happening, being a good father. You know, even the public school don't like a good father, a good mother. The public school tells the children, if your mother and father discipline you, we're going to come out there and lock them up. Don't let them stop you from leaving out the house and going where you want to go. Go and party. Go live your life. As a matter of fact, go tell your mama and dad that you're a girl, but you want to be a man. Go tell your mother you're a girl, but God made a mistake. You want to be a man. That's what the public school is pushing. Huh? God said, "It wasn't what you was in the beginning. So shall you find yourself in the end." You see, if the doctor bring you out of your mother, help you come out of your mother, and doctor said, "This is a little boy who's supposed to grow up to be a man, or this is a little girl supposed to grow up to be a woman, the first teacher of every child." But if the public school tells you that you can change all that, that means they'll win against what Scripture said God said he made. God said he made man first, and then he made woman. And the woman is what produced the man and the woman. But if you're not making no man, and you're not keeping the woman in her role, what are you doing? You're destroying the world that God said keep populating. You can't two men can't populate the earth. Two women can't populate the earth. That's where that image come in. We listen to that image. Even they show you the image on TV. One minute he looked like a reverend, and the next minute he looked like a Dracula, a vampire, ready to suck blood. And you sit there and look at that. You stand there and put all eyes. See him stuck with blood. They make that him stuck in that blood seem fast. And what they're saying that this man is sucking the life out of you by looking innocent. That's what they're saying. So he had to come. Who had to come? Muhammad had to come. Prophet Muhammad and Abdullah had to come to the world. That Jesus Christ that wasn't gonna come after him. And lead us in all truth. We said that don't fit no other person in the world but Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. That fit no one else but him. You know, me and the brother were talking last night about Humpty Dumpty would not be put back together again. He was sitting on the wall. And he made him want to see Muhammad came after his father. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who said one's going to come after him. And this one come after him might change everything, might not keep nothing. But you will know him because he will change your name. And that's what his man, YT Muhammad, have caused us to do, change our name. My name now is Abdullah Akbar, and the other name that was put on me by no fault of my own is gone. I don't even remember that name part. But yeah, he did so deep. So when Prophet Muhammad came, and that's what they have done, they have kept Prophet Muhammad out of public school, out of the college. They have kept him out of every place that the world needs to be changed at. They have kept Prophet Muhammad away from that. And the preachers never said what Jesus said. Jesus said, well, I'm going to come after him. They don't even touch that chapter in the Bible. Why? Because that would kill the lies that he's been giving to us for years. Somebody died filing things. So the truth is stronger than falsehood, like 2 John said. The truth is always stand out and correct the falsehood that have been put out there. So why are we doing that? Yeah. Always kill that. So we coming with number 2, and the scripture point out it be the common man. And when you see me and Sue, y'all, you see common people. One common cause. We here because we love God, and we come from a world that had turned us away 360 degrees away from God. And all of a sudden, we turn all the way around from that. And now we are Muslim. The word Muslim only means one who submits his will to do the will of God. And we're trying to be Muslim, which means the true believers in God. That's what we're trying to do. You know who likes us? Allah likes us. Our mothers like us. Some of our people like us. Even the ones that scared of us, because they don't lie so much on the Muslims. They have told so many lies on. Don't you remember? If you read the stories of Christ, you're seeing our stories. Christ was a good man. They hated him. They didn't love Christ. Matter of fact, that the books that he brought in the court and charged him for something he didn't do. He was doing what's right, and they charged him. Charge him wrongly and convict him wrongly, and then they said to get rid of him, they nailed him to the cross. And when you hear that story, they ain't talking about nobody but us. We've been nailed to the cross so long, we don't know how to get off of it and go for ourselves, be for ourselves, put things back for ourselves. This is how long we've been on that cross. But now we're coming off of it. We know the world don't like that. And they're making it difficult for us to do anything about it. And because our people been, the people that's been put in our situation have been turned around and put down so many. Right now we don't trust nobody. And our life and our beginning and all our best beginnings comes when we come back together and be human beings. If we do that, the whole world is going to change because nobody would put under like we have. Nobody would put down. No one would laugh at and call the same we have been called. You know, a dog got more value than most of us right now. The lady shot, the man killed the lady dog, and the lady turned around and blew him away with a shotgun, and they ain't going to do nothing with that lady. Because he killed the dog. So our life is not worth nothing for the dog. Even the police, you get this running from the police and the dog fall off a cliff trying to run at you and die. They're going to charge you with murder of a human being, a dog. So all these things are facing us. And our problem is we have to put down the stigma and all these things they have given up and come up and start being good and working with each other. What's wrong with that when God tells us to be good neighbors? He tells us not to steal. He tells us to treat each other right. God is telling us to love our children. God, we ain't doing some of them, ain't doing none of that. And so can we get back to those little basic life victory? We always going to be put down. Every little fault and every corrupt thing going to be given to us to turn our life around. And we're going to accept it because we love people that care nothing about us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we love the devil because the devil gives us nothing. And that's what we have got from the public schools, from the public domain. That's what we have got. We live in a society, we pay taxes, but the police to protect those who don't pay harder in the taxes, and those who paying most of the tax, they don't get no protection. And they lock us up. They know we can't afford a lawyer. So what is just? Christ was a just man. And these people have not been the kind of people that you could trust them to use the word Christ. They use Christ to hide their shame, their dirty hands that they have. So let's work hard. That's what I'm saying. That's what me and Sue Dog are saying. Let's work hard and turn this ugly life around so we can live together as human beings, and we can say that we are we weren't valuable. God wouldn't have made us. If we weren't the best, God wouldn't have made. We have suffered over 400 years of slavery and shame and all the other misery they brought on us, and yet we still stand with the help of Almighty God Allah. Allah said he would never let down his servant, and he have never done it. So we here tonight, we here because we love you, and if you got anything that you would like to say, this Mass One and Brother Amin will cut on your phone, and you can begin to talk. So, and
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. I just said, want to ask a question, because I hear, and I'm going to ask this question on the lifeline too. I hear so many Muslims, when they be talking, you know, they be talking in general, even in public, on the lifeline, that's public. And they'll start saying, you know, they'll say yes, and they'll say Muslim, Christian, Buddha, and the Jews. And I said to myself, why do they mention Buddha? Buddha don't even believe in God. Now, they don't believe in stealing and killing and all that, but they do not believe in Almighty God, a supreme, a creator. A creator. They don't believe in that. So why you put them up there with Muslims? That's why I can't understand that. And that's my question. I said, that it don't make no sense. Why are you going to put up a belief that don't even believe in an Almighty God who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything that exists? That is my question right there. Just why? And I heard it more than one time coming out of a Muslim mouth. That's all I have to say.
Alhamdulillah. I heard it, not read it in the Quran. Allah said, will you be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, your reward is with God. I know nobody.
That's right.
The people said, but not my Buddha. But Allah
That's
said,
right.
Oh, you believe. He don't say Muslim and whoever believes. And Allah, there's a story that this woman was at the well, and she took her shoe and fed a dog, to save his life. And they said that woman went to paradise. It's a story that to show you that Allah is all merciful. He knows what we don't. He knows the unseen. He know what's in somebody's heart. We don't. So I don't know why people, if they say Buddha was somebody they said was that one of their prophets. I don't know the whole story about that. But anyway, I know the Quran said that the English part said, will you be Muslim, Jew, or Christian? And this, I think it said others. Faithful. Your reward is with Allah. So, and that's what we all fall short, but we all can change, and we change for the fear of God. And anybody who do change, they change for the fear of God. Allah is all merciful and all forgiving.
Alhamdulillah. Okay.
Thank you, Sister Karan. No, you part of the show, and don't you go nowhere. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Well, I'm going to ask that on the lifeline, because that's where I heard it from, twice on the lifeline.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. I'm finished.
As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
Merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. And bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the one and only creator of the heaven and the earth and all in between. between three of all the systems of knowledge, known and known, seen and unseen. Now, I've been with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the seal of the prophets. I will analyze the message. I just want to ask a question of you, Sister Quran. And how are you relating this? I mean, when you mention Buddha, as you said, it's been said. In what context? In what context are you referring to this in? I just need a clarification. You know, you just said you heard it mentioned, but did they put it in any context?
What they related to like Buddha, when they was talking, they were saying, Buddha, they were saying something good, like Buddha believes in God, but Buddha don't believe in God. They don't believe in God at all. They don't believe in God. And then why put that name up there with Almighty God, like it's something good, when they don't believe in God? They don't even believe in God at all.
Really?
They don't read it. I just read it. I said, before I get on, I'm going to read it because I know Daira, I felt about you. I said, she's going to tell me anytime I read something, make sure I read it. And it's there. I read it. Look up the belief of Buddha. Buddhism.
Look at what belief
of not believe in God. And no deity.
Hmm. I wonder what the conversation was about or the subject was when they mentioned his name, period. How many times have you heard that lifeline?
Well, did I hear one time I was with some sisters and they was talking about what they're going to have and who they're going to invite to, you know, to this program and all that. And then they mentioned Buddha. I said, why are you going to mention Buddha and Buddha don't believe in God? I said, if you mention Buddha, I said, then you're going to be, then all the other people, they're going to be wanting to come in too. The homosexuals, the atheists, you might as well, because they just like the, you might as well mention the atheists.
Mm.
I said, you might say them too. I said, well, why you want to have them in a group with you as a believer and they'll become a conflict? That's what I said. Those are conflicts when you come there because they're going to do things like you have a gathering. They're going to bring things in. They might bring in pork. You know, what do you bring in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might bring in the alcohol because they believe it. They don't have no problem with that. You know how they'll come in and dress. They have no respect, so they change it to believers. I said, okay, that's better right there. Because when you invite, that's what I was saying right there, but you don't have gathering and invite, but you invite people for them to come, but you don't include them in like they part of
like
you
the
know.
invitation special
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, like an invitation. Yeah, you know, like if you have a gathering, you can't send nobody to come to you for your gathering and like that because you never know. Their heart might change and they might be different. But you don't include them like I invite you because I know that you are like you're part like you right up there with us and they're not.
Just like if I have a gathering,
I wouldn't invite homosexuals. If I have a gathering, I wouldn't invite homosexuals. I wouldn't invite them.
Okay.
What I'm saying. Like,
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, Alhamdulillah.
You're welcome.
Brother, I'll turn it back over, Brother Suja.
He said turn it back over to you, Brother Suja.
Well, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You heard the conversation. You got it.
Oh, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. With Allah's name, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. I heard the conversation, and we're talking about the Creator. You know, like many Chinese and other people, like people that practice Buddhism, that they see the superiority, or they might worship things in creation as the Creator. Or they might practice certain discipline and principles. I think that's one of the reasons that people respect people in Buddhism and Samoism. They practice, for example, Martin Luther King practiced things that was in Buddhism, because they had that discipline. But now I understand what my wife is saying. Is that they putting Buddha up equal with Prophet Muhammad? We can't put both Buddha equal to Moses, Abraham, or people like that, you know. But some people see, like some people exercise and do different types of exercise, and it's practiced in things like Buddhism, or like they what you call that? That Tai Chi. It's a slow motion. It's a thing that you do, but they got it from Buddhism. You know, and they practice that. It's a whole lot of things that these people practice to try to better their life and try to discipline themselves. I think now that's my answer. Is the reason that they is the reason that they may accept Buddhism, but Buddhism is Buddha wasn't a prophet. He wasn't a prophet of Almighty God. You know, I think that's the argument, that he wasn't a prophet, and he, you know, he definitely wasn't God. I don't think nobody's saying that Buddha is God, though. I've never heard anyone say that Buddha is God. You know. But he wasn't a prophet. I don't think he was a prophet neither. That I have knowledge of. Now maybe somebody got more understanding of that than I do. But I don't think that he was a prophet. Praise be to Allah. But he practiced discipline in his life, and his followers practiced discipline in his life that was moral. You know, they didn't practice things that was immoral and things that went against God. They didn't practice those type of things. You know, so I don't know enough about Buddha where I can take a strong defense. I don't know whether or not she's saying, was he God, or was he the prophet of God?
Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that it was a, they put in like a belief like Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. But the thing about it, he's saying about discipline. No, I said, don't give that credit to them. That's universal. We all, most of the, that was, that's universal right there, the discipline. And Muslims got discipline too. All that what you saying that they have that good part that they have, they discipline. Muslims do that too. You have to exercise. That's the main thing. You have to eat the right food. All of that falls right under Islam. That's so, it's not just, it's just the idea that they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Almighty God who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. All they do believe is, like you say, some type of discipline and this and that, but they don't believe in God. And so you don't know what they'll bring. See, it's that you can't, like if you have an event, you can't really stop people from coming in because you don't know who they are, you know. But if you invite them and put them up there, then they're going to come in with, they say, well, shoot, that's all right. Then I can come in with my belief. I can come in and do this, you know. Just like you bring people that swing to the left. Then you invite them to stuff, then they say, oh, shoot, I could bring my partner in now. I could do this or this because you invited me. That means that you accept it and you agree to it. So you don't put them up there like that. That's why I couldn't understand alhamdulillah. So it's not that. It's just that. So all what they practice is good, and all that belongs to Almighty God. They don't give that to them. They don't get that credit because they don't believe in God. They don't listen. They don't believe in God.
So alhamdulillah. I think we are getting more knowledge on that, and where our argument can make some sense, you know, I'll be looking at the morality of it, you know, the morality of it. And if they practice anything that'll go against the children or go against natural behavior, you know, then we got to check it. We got to check it. And we know that everybody ain't gonna be Muslim and everybody ain't gonna be Christian and everybody ain't gonna be Jew. You got peoples that got. I think that's one of the things that the wise man showed Moses. That I don't have to be doing everything that you talking about or what you preaching, but I can be in obedience to God. I can be in obedience to God, but I don't have a book. But I'm one of God's servants. So I think we have to. We can check a thing, but we can't condemn it. That's my point. You can't condemn it, you know. And if a person is putting forth something that will help you in your physical strength or in your mental strength, I mean, then you know, you got to consider that. You got to center that. Consider that, you know. So it's still a thing that we got to learn more about. And someone that maybe practices Buddhism can come before us and tell us exactly what they believe. Then we can talk. We can talk with some sense. But right now, you know, we can't solidly say this is a fact. This my position that I got is a fact. You know, we can't say that. You know, so until we talk to somebody that practices Buddhism. You know, then we can truly say that, well, my position is right, you know. But right now, your position ain't right, you know. And I don't think that they are saying that they are God. that Buddha is God. You know.
They don't believe in God.
Yeah, yeah. So
they don't believe in it. That's what they say.
And I don't believe
in
neither.
You don't believe what?
That they don't believe in God.
It's written. It's got it written. I just read it.
Well, I got to read it again.
Yeah, you can't read it then.
I got to read that again.
And tell them they're a lie because I just read it. And I got a book and get a book on Buddha. They said they don't believe in God.
I don't believe in that.
Oh, then you need to take Sheikh Gula and tell them to get that lie out there.
Yeah, let me Sheikh Gula and see what they saying and get some more people's that had more knowledge on that and see what they're saying. And then I can more or less reason with them. And we definitely got a book.
I read
his
book.
That's a blessing that we have. We are one of the people of the book.
Yeah. Will you ask Tyrese, your son, to what he said? I trust what he said.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. Thank you. I'm gonna tell you, Tyrese. Yeah.
Please.
Now you want to
speak to the talk. Assalamu alaikum. We got a guest who says I'm there now.
Okay, hold on. Wait just a minute. My phone is down. Let me see. Where?
Okay.
Wait, excuse me. But hold on for just a second. Here we
go.
Let me see. Okay. Go ahead. Somebody finish this.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, my name's Sam.
I'm visiting Brother Akbar, and I've listened to the conversation. I like the way you dealt with that, Brother Shuja. I like the way you dealt with that. Yeah, because we do see, you know, how are we going to, we know we have the best. We know we have the best. And we know that Jesus is not God.
Right.
We know that Allah is God. So we stand firm on what we have. So you can come just like when Moses, when Musa went up against the magicians with Pharaoh.
Yeah.
He was confident in what he had. And they bowed down to Moses after he displayed what Allah had given him over that little magic that Pharaoh had given him. You know, so we stand firm on that. And when we speak about people, Buddhism or Christianity, I've seen Imam kiss the Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Imam kissed the Pope. That don't mean that he's accepting everything that they're doing. But that's opening the door to the rational understanding, and then they are accepting the fact that we are owned something. They've accepted the fact. All of the when the Imam went to Rome, he said that he was going to speak to the Pope in reference to the images. He said, I said, here I am, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and here, you know, get an audience with the Pope, John Paul II. He said, and I thought about that. He said, these people, they know what we are about. They know who we are. They know what we are about. You know, they know that where I came from, under the honor of Elijah Muhammad, he said that they know that we were calling ourselves gods also. He said, they know that. You see? So now here I am, you know, with this man. Why should I get up here now in front of these people, you know? And she said, I got a chance to really explain to them, to really give them the goodies, to give them something that will really show them, you know, and help them and help us to connect more. See, we don't go with labels. We go with cables. It's called a connection, and that's what we do. That's what we're doing now, you know. But when we talk about different people, Buddhism, accepting them, inviting them to what we are, we have no authority. We have no authority to say who they believe in. Only Allah knows what's in the heart. And the Quran addresses, it says, "Oh, you who believe, the believers." And in the Quran, it says there will be Muslims, Christians, and Jews in the Jannah, in the paradise. So we have to really be careful how we approach circumstances and sometimes get in conversations and talk and worry about, you know, when people invite people to our gatherings. Because how are we going to communicate and spread what we have? You know, how are we going to compare what we have? Not just to sit back and look at what you got, but to do it in our edab, in our character, in our conduct, and the way we associate with each other, and the way we connect with each other, and help build the society that we're building today. So that's what we're saying, you know, in reference to just, you know, Buddhism, Buddha, and Brother Tariq Ziad, his father, I mean, his wife was Hare Krishna. His wife was Hare Krishna.
Yeah, of course.
She was Hare Krishna. And he was a Muslim. They traveled all over India. And he had writings in some of the great books over in India, with quotes from the Imam in some of those books over there in India. See, that's connection. That's connection.
Right.
That's cable, not label. You see, so what we're saying is that we can't develop ourselves and blow up, you know, and feel that we have no right or we shouldn't be inviting people. Some, you know, we got people that night. We were in that car that night. That guy hit that car, bang. Me and you, Shuja, and the dog hit that car, and we didn't know where we're coming from. You know, you see, so. People come at us with whatever they come at us with. We stand firm on what we have. You go ahead and throw what you throw. If you come to me say that you got a God, your God is better than my God, or you a God, you come at me with that, we going to blow that out the water. See, we have what it takes to deal with those types of people. But when we get to the point where we start condemning them, we're condemning the racial impact. That's going after that, and we're taking the proper concept and proper teaching to condemn that. See, we live life, we're building the form of community, and that's what we're doing. We can't condemn people and, you know, just stay away from people because they say they believe in whatever they believe in. We just have to be a little more patient with that and be careful how we approach that. Anyway, thank you, I'm enjoying the conversation, Shuja, the way you.
I think you all, you got me wrong. I did not, whatever all you were saying, that is not what I was that I was trying to point out. I was trying to point out that you do not put atheism right on the side. I ain't said nothing about inviting people because you can invite anybody. You know, I already know that. But you don't put them up there like they're right along with Muslims, like they believe in God, and they don't. When you don't mention them. You might as well mention everybody then. You don't call out their name. You could say, oh, we get ready to have an event, you know, and dealing with the Christians, the Muslims, and Jews, you know, like that. But those, all of them believe in one God who created the heaven, the earth, and the sun, and the moon, and the stars. No matter what they said, they believe in that. They believe in that one God. These don't even believe in God at all. That's why I say you might as well call out the name. Call out the name. The homosexuals could come. Call out their name. You don't have to call out their name. You just say, we invite everyone that wants to come. That's what you do. That's what I'm saying. Don't put them up there with God and when they don't believe in God. That's all I'm saying. You don't put them up there with God if they don't believe in Almighty God. That's what I'm saying. Because I ain't said nothing about that. You don't invite them. I ain't condemning what they believe in because they don't believe in God, but they do. They don't believe in stealing and all that kind of stuff, you know. That's all I'm saying. You don't put them up there with God if they don't believe in it. That's all I'm saying. You don't put them up there.
Alhamdulillah.
All right, you got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Islam is so balanced that we got time. I truly believe that we got time with people. It's just that balance, you know. And the Quran said there should be no compulsory. And there should be no
pressure or force in religion, and it's saying that you know a person got time, and also it says that Allah is most merciful. You know, he's often forgiving. He's most merciful. You know, I look at a person, you know, and they living in a society with me, and you know, they don't curse, and they don't practice fornication. They got respect for their wife. They believe in marriage and all that stuff. You know, I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna take my time with them, and. If they accept Islam, then they accept it because of their own will. They accepting it because that's what they want to do. You know, but I'm not going to, it don't mean that I got to celebrate. And it's not a favor to Allah if they accept Islam or reject Islam. You know, and so. I think we got a good position. We as Muslims, especially the community of Imam YWD Muhammad, we're in a position where we can learn all this. We can go through all this here. You know, we can make mistakes. But I think that our community gonna be one of the best. So we got a time right now to establish businesses and support our young people. We got a time to influence the curriculums and the education. You know, we got a time right now where we can bring the best food to the people. You know. And show them what halal is, you know. So we got what it need to remake the world. We got what it need to remake the world. So I think that we should practice how we approach you know these different people where they can either accept it or reject it, but we don't want to make it seem like you're accepting it because I'm putting pressure on you. You know, it was an Indian told me out of Seattle, Washington, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. This Indian told me one of the ways that they was going to run people away from the truth is that they was going to force the truth on them. And, you know, So alhamdulillah, we may see things might be, you know, what you think they are, but it's a way that we got to approach it. I came to you in peace, leave you in peace, turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm going to say something, then I'm going to turn it back to you, letting you close out with prayer. And I thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I remember a day that we was in McDonald's. And this well-dressed Caucasian man, I don't know if he's a preacher or not, but he been well established in the church. And we were talking, and he heard what we were saying, and he came over trying to sway what we had to say away from us. That man, wife said, I'm finna go. He told her to get on with, said, you go to the car. I'll be there. No, that was at McDonald's on Ponce de Leon. We were there one time. We go out and do Dawa, and we go through there and get some coffee, and then we go where we had to go. And he came, and he was trying to convince us, well, Suja, I'm talking to Suja, that Jesus was God.
and you know, he was in trouble.
He cut him off on every point. It is like he said, you can tell a lie, but you can't make the lie real. You tell the truth, a truth that destroy that lie. And that lie will destroy it. You can look at his face, the whole face will change it. But he was loving it because he realized he didn't have nothing. But if we had said, you right, man, you're a white man, you right, whatever you say, you right, you know, go along with it.
Yeah.
No, we too.
He couldn't submit.
Huh? No, he couldn't submit.
He couldn't submit.
That man took that beating with dignity. He took that beating with dignity. He didn't get angry.
Yeah.
But he knows he was defeated because here's a person that he probably looked down on and just threw it up to him and defeated him, and he couldn't do nothing but take it and leave. He told his wife to go home. His wife went home and got in the car. He stayed in there another 15, 20 minutes trying to convince. But every avenue he went, he got cut off. He got stopped.
His wife was trying to help him. She saw that we wasn't. You ain't talking to a bunch of ignorant people.
Tried to put him away, but he wouldn't come.
So I said this to say that.
If you live this religion, and you have faith, and you really believe in this religion, when that test comes, you will be the lie that's been given to you. All you gotta do is stay with the little basis, and you'll defeat the lie. Because truth stand out clear from falsehood. Okay, who was in it? Stand out clear. And I had to see that, and Allah blessed me to see that. And I said, all praise is due to Allah that I was there to see that. Okay. Somebody want to say something. Right, Sujah.
I'm late. Sujah.
Bring Islam.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to leave with this, you know, is that, you know, when I close my eyes, and I say, what do you see? You know, is he blonde with eyes so blue? What in the world has happened to you? Is he black with kinky hair? Ask yourself, would that be fair? You see, that's the problem, psychological deception. See, that's one of the major problems that we have is, you know, I don't care where you go, how far you run, you know, stick your head off a cliff. You know, when somebody say Jesus, you know, and I still have the problem, just understanding the concept of it. But what we're doing, but what we're doing today is I think it's vital. I'm realizing now more than ever how vital it is. And as you said, you know, I think the more honest we are, and the more we really learn how to accept the truth, regardless of where it's coming from, then we will, when like Christ, like he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw the people unto me, you know, but lifted up in what? In the truth, in what we're doing. So the people will come, whether they say they Muslim, Christian, Jew, or whatever the label they put on themselves. But when they come to the truth, that's the cable that connects. Okay. Alhamdulillah. I really appreciate it. I appreciate that, bro.
Alhamdulillah.
Good teaching tonight, sir. So, John, will you close us out, sir?
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way. The way of those.